phone. One of a kind. People say they see love when they look in your eyes. Something inside makes them feel so alive. Don't ever hide. That would be a crime. Celebrate life. Now is the time to celebrate life before you run out of time. You're beautiful. People say they see love when they look in your eyes. Something inside makes them feel so alive. Don't ever hide all that love that's inside. Celebrate life. Right now is the time to celebrate life before you're out of time. Go celebrate your life. Right now is the time to celebrate your life. Oh yeah, right now is the time. Your love, it runs like the sea. Don't ever hide all that love that's inside. Celebrate life. Right now is the time to celebrate. Before you run out of time, go on celebrate life. Right now is the time to celebrate life. Oh, you're one of a kind. Go on celebrate life. Right now is the time.
All right, here is the hardest working, most traveled, independent artist I know. Hey, what's up, Ken?
How you doing, Queen? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, darling.
Hey.
It's been a while since you joined me, so you know, we got to make it memorable for 2015.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, I'll be on the hustle.
Yes, you do, but it's all good.
Just like you.
Yeah, well, you produce all this wonderful music. You know, I told the audience last week that you were coming and to bring me some new music, but I'm like, you know what? I got enough music that I probably could do a 4-hour show.
Yeah, you know, it's a blessing, you know, just to be able to do that.
Well, you know what? You are like a role model for independent artists because, you know, people can look up to you and see all that you do and all you've accomplished and be like, oh, I can do it too, you know? So that's
right. Anyone can do it. All you have to do is apply yourself, trust in the Lord, step out on faith.
It can be done. Yes, it can. Amen.
All right, now don't get me up in here preaching on the line.
Hey, if that's what you're led to do, my brother,
okay,
do what you led to do. You know
that's
what I'm
it.
Saying?
That's it. You know,
it's all good. It's all good. You know, I told you we had to say goodbye to somebody who didn't really get to live up to their potential musically.
Yes.
That kind of struck me, man.
It
I was
did
like,
me
wow.
too, because the funny thing is, I had talked to him not long ago.
I know, you told me. I was like, what? Well, you know, I hadn't, like, talked to him, but he's always messaging me on Facebook, right?
Well, yeah, because he wanted me to hear the last song he did. I guess that was the last one.
Well, he told me he was going to send me some new music, but then that was it. So I don't know if his wife is going to let that come forth or not. I hope she does,
I
and
hope
I hope
she
sends it to me.
That brother had a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And, he was a beautiful person. He was a
he
beautiful
really
person.
He really was. And for those of you who may not know who we're talking about, it's Al G.
G-H-E-E. That's
Al
it, brother.
G. Out of Richmond. Yes.
Oh, my God. Because he always talks about, Crossy, I want to get on stage with you. I want to do a show with you.
I
was like, oh, you know, I was trying
so
to put it
awesome.
Together.
That would have been so awesome.
Oh, that would have been so awesome because his voice is just, I mean, every
mm-hmm.
time you hear it, it just made you stand still.
Yep.
You know, so pretty, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he knew how to use it well, I think.
He did. He did.
And he made sure that he used good producers and things.
That's
so,
what you have
yeah.
to do in this business.
Yeah.
You know, just like when you had... On last week when you had the Isley brother on, he was saying.
Yeah,
you know,
Chris Gaffney, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The right people, the right producers, because this is a competitive business.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that you have everything together.
When
correct.
You step out, you want to make sure it's as tight as you can make it. Now,
and
we
no,
know
that's
you
right.
got, you know, monetary constraints when you just getting started. We all understand that.
Right.
But. If you're a good person, a humble person, and you know how to put yourself out there, people will help you. I'm
okay.
not going
to
say they're going
to go back to the first thing you just said. You have to be what?
Humble.
Amen. That's my message I'll be giving to
humble
people all the time.
Person. Yes.
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 That's the key, right?
Yes, definitely. Nobody going to help no arrogant.
No,
I say
no.
But ain't nobody going
but you got some out there like that, and I don't understand
it. A lot. That's why
yeah.
it was so great for me to talk to Chris, because he is a humble
yes.
guy, you know?
Yeah.
And he, you yeah, know, yeah. with all his success, you know, with the Isley brothers and Isley, Jasper Isley, and doing his own thing.
Right.
And you know, he's like a megastar, but you would never know.
It's just, I mean,
he's
just
a regular
chill.
Guy having a regular conversation. I loved
that's
it.
That's it. You know, you just chill out with the blessing. That's what I say.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, as fast as you get it, he can take it away.
He can take it away.
Show
you know.
And, so
and
Alice
is a reminder.
I tell people, they say, Crossy, you always smiling and happy. I say, well,
that's
yes,
right.
I'm living in praise, you know.
That's right, baby.
That's how I do it.
That's how I do it, too. That's why me and you is here.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know people that's
all
real.
I always have people ask me, how are you smiling? Like, it's like people do things to you purposely and then come and ask you, well, why you still smiling? Why are you smiling? If I was you, I'd say, but, baby, that's why you are you and I'm me.
That's said again. That's real.
Because I'm going to be happy.
Because
exactly. whatever you do is only a temporary state of affairs, oh, God.
And you know what? That's another reason why I love you, Queen, I have to tell you.
Go ahead.
Because when I could be going through stuff, it seemed like you know. You would send me a little message.
Well, you know, I got to pop up my
key. Just to encourage me, and I just want you to know
that's
I appreciate
right.
that.
That's right. That's what it's about. We have to encourage each other. We
I
have
appreciate
to.
Because I went through something, you know. Not too long ago, because I was at a mall, you know, where there was a shooting out here, and I was there. And, you know, it just kind of took me for a little minute, you know.
I'm sure it did, honey.
It did. You know. But I was thanking the Lord I was all right.
Yes. Right. You made it through. You
yeah.
made it 2015. Yay!
I sure did. I sure did. I came home and had me a good old lobster dinner.
And and some of that brown liquor.
That's right. A little bit of this and a little bit of that.
That's right, baby.
And that's real talk.
Okay, so, you know, I know you always in the studio, man.
Yes.
Always. Every time you
I'm in there right
family,
now.
Family, I'm about to go back in the studio.
Yes,
out,
I'm in there
gone
now.
For a few days.
Like, that should be my new, that's my new home.
That's your home.
That's
hey.
My home, studio.
If you keep putting out music like the tracks that I played so far tonight, it's all good, baby. Stay in there.
Thank you. I've been so blessed to work with so many wonderful producers around the world, you know, and so, you know, and as I pray for, you know, increase, you know, God to increase my talent and his message and work through me, he does that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just allow him to use me, and I just pray that I'm blessing, you know, others. And I, you know, when I hear someone says they enjoy something or it moves them in some particular way, then I've done my job. I'm pleased.
Right now.
That's it.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's where I'm at. That's where I get my joy.
That's right.
You
it's
know.
All true.
That's just
it's
where I'm
true.
At. That's how
you
I
know,
do.
An artist, and I, yeah, unfortunately, I can't even think of the artist's name because I would like to give him some props.
Mm-hmm.
Posted something about his year and the amazing journey it's been, and thanks to the people who have assisted him. And do you know he listed my name?
Oh, sure.
And I was like, really?
You should have. You know, I always tell people about WDGP Radio.
Well, you
know,
it's the home for independent artists, baby. If you're independent, unless your sound is like some garbage.
Right.
You got a home here.
That's right. That's right. You know, but I always tell people about it because you're like the first one to play my music, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I always tell you that.
Did you? I don't know. Back
when I started doing the interviews, you were the first.
Oh, okay.
You know, because remember you told me you like being the first?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I do like being the first. I definitely said that.
Okay.
You know, it's been quite a few years. And, you know, we'll be, WDGP will be 6 years old on the 28th, but this show will be 10 years old in April.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's good. That's what
Now, you know, time really flies.
It sure does.
I'm doing what I love to do, and that is to share wonderful music with the masses. That's the
right,
you can't
right.
hear on the radio, you know?
Right.
And
that's
unless
you
have a record store where they actually play everybody's music in the store, you know, like you can go in there and spend the day like I used to,
you know, don't you just miss that.
In the day when you had a real record store, and I go in there every payday, drop $200 or $300, find music.
They just need to bring that back. Give people some
yes.
jobs so they can buy some music.
Mm-hmm.
That's another story.
Yeah, well, you know, what goes around comes around. That's what
you know,
I
that's right. Because it was
you know,
funny,
like,
I was with the House of Representatives not too long ago here in California, and I was talking about, you know, finding homes, you know, for children who don't have them and also finding ways to end violence. But also I threw in there about music. You know, I was telling them how can we can find a way to once again connect people back to that good time of where people used to enjoy, you know, going back to just going to a music store. Because a lot of people, I've been hearing a lot of people say how they really missed that experience.
Yes.
You know,
it was great to hang out. And the salespeople were knowledgeable, and they would play music, you know. Like
they would, while you were there.
They would play new stuff and underground stuff and everything, and you'd be like, oh, I like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, they were always pumping the new underground. Check this person out. Check them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I miss that, too. So Ruth Jurgen, running representative, said, you know what? I'm going to talk to a friend of mine I know and find out if we can get a couple of stores open here in L.A.
Okay.
I said, okay, that would be.
Look at you.
You know, I said, if you don't ask, you don't receive. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
So
that's
I go in there. I'll be trying to find out. And I told her, I said, now, you make sure you put my picture. They just laughed and laughed. But I just, you know, that was such a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
To have that opportunity to be in their presence, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And so,
it's amazing where God can take you.
Yes, baby.
Ooh.
Yes, more than what we can contemplate. He can
it's
take
true.
Us higher, higher than that.
It's true, because never would I have thought that I'd be sitting up talking to Congress people and representatives of the House and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of that sort of thing. You know,
so,
but there I was.
Tell us a
stack.
Bit about the discussion about the foster children and placing them in homes. What was that like? What was that about?
Oh, it was good. It was very moving because that was part of my experience in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to tie that into, you know, part of my life and my experience, you know, mm-hmm. because I went through that, you know, before I was adopted. I was in different foster homes and was just saying how that really can affect a child psychologically and you know, just doing better background checks on the people.
Right.
The children aren't mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So do you think there'll be any new initiatives coming out about the background checks?
There are some. Can be? There will be some. Each state has to do its own.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for the state of California, they are now drafting some new things. And
cool.
I was just happy to be able to give them a little insight.
Yeah,
how my story went.
See,
yeah.
I'm telling you, that's why we friends, man. Because I'm trying to do that thing. You know I'm trying to do with Children's World.
Yeah,
America.
That's what's up.
And, you know, I'm getting closer. It's baby steps, but
right.
I'm
it's
getting
all baby
there.
Steps.
I'm getting there. Hopefully, I don't want to even say a date, but something's going to happen this year. Let me
that's
just say
amen.
That. Something big's going to happen this year.
Amen.
With your music. I'm
gonna amen. Be. Yeah, this year I start my live shows around the States.
Okay.
So I'm real excited about that. They started in the spring.
Okay.
And
where are you
so
going?
They'll be
when are
you
coming
live.
To the East Coast?
Okay.
That's
East
the better
Coast.
Question.
Pardon me?
When are you coming to the East Coast?
I'll be there, I know, sometime over the summer. You know, like June or July.
Cool. That's a good time. Good, good, good. Make
yeah,
sure you let me know.
That's when all the festivals and all that are happening.
You let me know.
I sure will. You know I'm going to let you know. Like, yeah, man, I feel yeah.
I know, right? They're going to think it's crazy.
They're going to be like, what's wrong with him?
What's wrong with her? Are they an item?
What's wrong with him? But they ain't going to even know.
Baby.
They ain't going to even know. I'm going to be, you know, I'm already crazy, so.
Well, I'm not as crazy as you, but I'm close.
I'll be like, how y'all doing?
Okay.
You know.
So, how long has Street Soul been out? I always want to say Soul Street.
Street Soul came out last year around, I think it's like November. October came out. October.
Oh, it's still new. It's still new.
Yeah, still new. Just came out. It's number 7 on the national R&B charts now. Knock Knock, which I did. The song I did with the producer out of Germany.
Uh huh.
And we worked together on that. And then I was kind of bouncing around last year. Was a lot of bouncing around.
Mhm.
Working with a lot of producers, which I like to do.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah, that just came out. And I'm currently now in there working on my new release that will be out later this year.
See, I told you, he'll never stop. Never
no.
stop. Never stop.
Stop.
Never get enough.
I just can't stop. But I'll probably slow down a little bit after I release my next album because I do have other ventures.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm doing because I have a women's apparel store.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the Dominican Republic. I have that listed on my page as well.
Do you? I didn't notice that.
Yeah. has a
picture. Wait a minute. Hold up. Maybe I did. Didn't you send me a link?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do so much. I can't keep up.
Yeah. And I'm currently working on a book. And,
you know,
just some other stuff. And I also have my interior design company, Chic.
Mm-hmm.
So I really
about
want
the
to
interior design. But I'm waiting for you to say you're getting ready to do a movie.
As a matter of fact, that's going to be something that we're praying on, we're working on. As a matter of fact, I was offered a pilot show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a comedy show, something like The Parkers was.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're praying on that. We're going to see how it's going to come out. And then when we have more information about it, I'll definitely let you know about it.
All right. See, I know that where you got to go because you done everything.
Everybody always say, Crystal, you so crazy. Or they'll say, you a trip. And I say, well, what does that mean? Of course, I know the madness I bring, but I just like to hear other people, you know, try to describe it. And they're like, you know, you a trip. I say, okay, baby. You know.
Okay, well, look, why don't we go ahead and play a song? Because, you know,
let's do that.
I can't believe it's almost, we've been talking for almost 30 minutes. Do you believe that?
Already?
Yeah.
That's how
something's
we,
wrong.
That's how we do
it.
We get together. We get to chop
okay.
it up.
All right, so let's play one of the tracks from the
Street Soul
Project. Let's
all
see.
Right.
Dude,
on
let's,
sale now on iTunes.
Oh, say it again.
On sale now on iTunes and
okay.
any
I
other
make
outlets
sure that got out there.
That's right.
Let's do Talk to Me.
Talk to Me.
You want to say anything about it?
Well, Talk to Me was produced by my first producer I ever started working with. His name is Smitty. And we recorded that in Las Vegas. And it's just a real R&B love thing. You know, I'm a lover.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
not a type.
I'm just expressing her to talk to me.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Thank you. inside. I do now. Don't be afraid to open up your heart, 'cause I'm here to give you just what you need. Talk to me.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, okay? Oh, boy. You know, I love it when you sing ballads. You know, I told you that before.
Yeah, you did. You did tell me that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I had fun doing that record.
Yeah, I could tell.
You know, I was just, you know, I was in the studio really grooving with that one.
Uh-huh. It shines through. What can I say?
Okay.
As your music does, you can. I can always tell what you're thinking, what you're feeling when you sing a song.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I like
it
that.
It is a good thing. It really is.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. You really got me smiling.
Like
that's like
the
that.
Knees, huh?
Okay. You know that's real.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so where is your tour starting? You going to start in California or not?
We're going to start in California. We're going to start at the Conga Room here in California, Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we're going to move from there.
Country, huh?
From here, I'm going to Hawaii because I have a big fan base in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a trip I like to make with you.
Okay. Come on, let's go.
See my cousins over in Hawaii. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's a place I had the opportunity to go, but when they told me it would take 13 hours in the air, I kind of said,
that's, you know,
right
the thing
now.
When you have to travel. That's my only thing about this gig. Be on that plane in a while. That's why I get on first class, and I just have cocktails.
I know until that's right.
Until I go to sleep. I say, Lord.
Yeah, but at least you're closer, because I'd have to come across the country and then
yeah,
go across.
I'm talking about, like, if I'm going to London and stuff, it still takes hours. That's like 10, 12 hours in the air.
Yeah, that's a lot of time in the air.
That is.
A lot of time.
So I have to be having a cocktail served.
I have to start my cocktails before I get to the airport.
I have to do them both ways. So
oh,
I can just
goodness.
Sleep, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Because
the lady at the last
flight
attendant, she
yeah.
said, she said, Crochet, are you okay? I said, yes, bring me one more, and I'll be better.
How could you say it just like that, dude?
I do have to then put this one on ice. Okay. She said, are you sure? You know how they look. I said, come on now. She did. did, and I went on to sleep. But I woke up, I was still up there.
So after you leave Hawaii, then where, north or south, east?
From there, I think we're going to start going east.
Okay.
New York and Philly, and then D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know my hometown, Detroit, and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where we go from there.
And don't forget Texas and all them states.
Oh, yeah,
states
we're going to get all them Texas.
Texas
and Arizona. I went and got me a cowboy hat and some boots. I did. I'm going to say, how y'all down here? Because I got a lot of fans down there, too. I'm gonna be like,
I bet you do.
I do. I did. I got me some Wrangler jeans, which I used to wear back in the day.
Yeah.
And I got me some boots.
Too fun.
I show him as soon as I get off that plane.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to make sure that I take a picture and post it. How y'all? That's right.
Well, last year you spent a lot of time in Korea and
Korea. Yeah, that's right, Korea. Well, I miss Korea. They keep asking me when I'm coming back, but I just be, you know, just flying and stuff and all this crazy stuff going on, because I was supposed to go before this incident happened in France. I was supposed to be over there.
Mhm.
And you know, my people say we're gonna scratch that for now, you know.
I know that's right.
You know how I need it. You don't have to tell me, because I tell
them. Yeah. You don't need that temporary state, baby. Wait till it blow over. It will, eventually.
Oh, it will. You know, God's going to get this whole thing right. All this thing right here going on. You know. You're going to get it right.
Yeah, one way or another.
I know one way or another, but I just hope it don't have to be too many people going off, you know.
I know. You know, I had a conversation with a doctor colleague of mine, friend.
Uh-huh.
Not really a friend, more of an acquaintance. But anyway, we were having this conversation, and he was talking about, you know, people getting so upset about Ebola and all these different strains of super bugs and all of this. And he was like, this is nature's plan. This is not our plan. We're trying to fight it, but nature is going to have the last word because there's too many people on Earth. And he started talking about it's only capable of holding so many people in not even 5 years ago, we were a billion, and now we're like 7 billion, and people need to stop making babies.
Right. But, you know, some of it is man-made.
And he said it's going to be a pandemic. It has to be another one, because the world has, the population has to be evened out a little bit. I believe that that's true, and I believe that's why we've had these pandemics in the past. You know, remember all these things like polio and tuberculosis and all those things were like the super thing that you never wanted to get. Now we have so many worse things.
I'm like the Koreans now, because even in L.A., I live in Koreatown.
Oh, for real?
I don't even shake hands anymore. I bow. I do. People say, oh, you really been over there for a while, huh?
Mm-mm.
But I was like, how you doing? I just bow.
But it's some truth to that, though.
People don't realize, you know, I tell you, the people, you know, they, you know, hygiene ain't always up, and all these little different things going up in the air, people sneezing all around you and stuff, and
all kinds of stuff.
Flus and stuff. I told my dad, this flu bug is so bad. We went to the bank the other day, and the teller almost sneezed right on us, you know. And so I told the teller, I said, oh, my God, I almost got to have a bee mask to come up in here. And he said, excuse me. I said, well, you almost did right in my face. You know.
Oh, right.
Aren't you supposed to turn your head and do it in
your
arm or something?
Sneeze in your arm, do something.
Yeah, I said, oh, my goodness. I said, I know it's not raining in the bank.
Oh, gosh. You know, some people just don't have no home training.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Some of them just don't have no home training.
Well, he apologized. I came home and scrubbed down and took some acids and stuff, and I said, Lord, keep me.
Well, you know, I pray every day, and this is what I believe. You know, I am a nurse, and
that's
I've
right.
been a nurse for almost 38 years. Oh my God!
Blessing.
But listen, I used to take care of people. Now, this how you. Nobody can tell me there is no God. I used to take care of people with all kinds of communicable diseases.
Right.
Back then, they put you in a hospital. They don't know what's wrong with you, and it was an insult to a patient for a nurse or a doctor to put on gloves. So we didn't wear gloves and stuff back then.
Yeah, back in the day, right.
Okay, so, you know, I never caught anything. I mean, I took people for weeks before I knew they had TB or, you know, some other dreaded thing I could catch.
My hat is off the nurses, physicians, all of that. I love
it. I mean, now we protect ourselves. We can put on gloves, we can put on gowns, we can put on, you know, a lot of different things when we have to deal with certain kinds of patients. Even we treat everybody with what we call universal precautions.
Wow. You know? And now you'll have to wear everything.
If it were not for God, okay?
Oh, you know that's right.
I could have had a whole bunch of stuff.
That's real.
I stuck myself with needles before they had the kind that retract.
Oh, yeah.
I stuck myself many times. You
that's
know,
right.
But thank God, I have nothing. I'm a clean bill of health in that regard, you know.
Right. Oh,
I got the old people disease, you know. I don't have no communicable diseases.
Thank you. Thank God, but I mean, that's something to think about. People don't realize that the job that you do as a nurse or the chances that you take with your life.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Dealing with somebody else's issue, and because if it come back on you, it could come back worse.
Exactly,
and that's generally how it happened. You know, just like with this Ebola and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When that came out, you know, I was just like, "Oh man, what is going on?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was waiting for the fashion people to come up with some fashion lines, which is plastic hats with the light and stuff. You know, people be
you
having
know,
some, cool,
did that. You...
some cool gowns to walk down the hallway with it. You know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they could
be
more fashionable. They could be more fashionable. Maybe that's something you can work on, bro.
Maybe I will. But you know what? That is something to think about.
Yeah.
You know, I said, shoot, because them hospital gowns, I should be saying, Jesus Christ, they ain't updated those in years. I said, well, where's the fashion people at? When you're sick, you just don't care.
That's true. You really
just,
don't.
I know when I feel
really
bad,
don't.
I feel what I got on.
And I think that's one of the reasons that I had to be a nurse, because it's something about the satisfaction of making somebody who feels bad feel better.
That's
and
good.
Watch
See,
them
that's
get
wonderful.
Better.
See,
you
I
know?
Can do that through music, but being, you know, I'm a loving man. I'm a loving man. I am. But to have to, you know, sit there and how are you? Would you need this in this 5 minutes? Or would you like it? You know, I could probably start off like that.
Yeah, I know. He's like, look, man, you getting on my nerves.
I'll be like, can't you get that answer?
Oh, you know, you definitely
and I really do want you to get better. Now, go on over there and lay down.
That reminds me of this man that he was in a hospital, and I used to float. And I went to this particular unit that I went to, they made sure that they put all the hard patients in the middle rooms.
Okay.
And that was always the float person's assignment. So
right. This
particular day I come in and they tell me I got those rooms, but they took one and gave me one all the way down at the end of the hall. So I said, okay, what's wrong with the person? Because there's obviously something wrong with the person. So they said, oh, he's so nasty. Oh, this, he's prejudiced, and he's this, and he's that. And I said, oh, really? So, okay. So he was putting on his light even before I got report. So they was like, that's your patient. Go down there and see what he wants. So I said, okay. So I went down there and went in the room. And see, I never listen to what other people say about anyone.
Right,
I make
right.
my own decision and draw my own conclusions about the individual. So anyway, I went in the room and asked him if I could help him, and he told me what he wanted, and I did what he wanted, and he was like, oh, thank you so much. And when I came out the room, all the other nurses was huddled around, like, listening, right? So I was like, what's wrong with y'all? He said, they was like, we're in shock. He actually said, thank you. He
that's
never said thank you to us.
Now check out how I'm finna do this. This is finna lead us right into our next track.
Mm-hmm.
That is because love is the answer.
All right. That's exactly what I told him. I said, you know, people react to you the way you react to them. So if you go in there with this in your mind that they're prejudiced and they're this and they're that,
right,
that's how you're going to treat them. But if you go in there that they're just another human being just like you who happened to be sick in this bed, and you take care of that person with compassion and empathy, that's what you get. You get thank you.
That's it.
Okay? You get that's somebody who's not going to be calling you every 5 minutes because they don't. You got on their nerves, so they're going to get on your nerves and ring that bell every
I tell you, I couldn't do it. I tried to do the little thing once for summer during school.
Uh-huh.
You know, they had the students go in and help the patients.
Right.
And it was a guy in there, and he had his little way, you know, with dealing with people of color. And he, every time, you know, somebody would go in the room for some reason, he had this thing, he would just pass gas. Real loud, because he didn't want them to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my day to go in to work with him. And, of course, he did that. And I just went in like, what's up? I said, oh, my God, did somebody bring you some new flowers? I said, it smells good in here. I said, let's open up the window and get the air, you know. I said, you want me to puff your pillow up? And he just looked at me, and he started laughing.
Mm.
You know, it's just, you know, you just have to remember how to pull yourself back from, you know, whatever you feel like they're throwing at you.
Right, right.
And just, you know, but it's good, you know, that you can do that, because me, I can do it through music.
Mm-hmm.
But in any other areas of my life, I'm not sure that's an area that the king is going to be able to really be, you know, too tolerable with, you know.
Well,
but like I said, I know love is the answer.
Love is the answer. And you know what? I'm always going to be nice to anybody that I'm responsible for the care of. But that don't mean that when I walk out and go to my space that I'm not cussing them out.
Oh, you know, that's right.
I'm human, you know.
You know what? That's just like one of the reasons I wrote the song, Love is the Answer, which I think I sent that to you, too.
Yes, I have it. I'm
and,
about to play it.
I worked with that with the producer from Portugal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went for that DJ DeLucci.
Okay.
And Lemon Records. And it was released in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Deep Bass Records released that in Spain and different parts of Europe.
Oh, see, you're just so intercontinental. I love it.
You know, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in, you know.
Hey, baby. You fit in a lot of places. See,
yeah,
for me.
You know, I have. You know, I'm trying to get in a few more.
All right, well, we're going to listen to Love is the Answer. And come
Love
back
is the Answer. It's, as a matter of fact, it's one of my very first house tunes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, for all you house lovers out there,
all
here
right.
We go.
Thank you.
I gotta get a tambourine for that song.
That's right. That's a get on down with that.
I'm telling you.
That's what's going on.
Yeah, that was probably real popular over in Spain. They like that.
Oh yes. Oh, all through Europe, they shaking it up with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their flow. I said, I just love live radio. I said.
I know, right?
I said, this just leads me to my next song. Because I was going to say knock, knock.
Oh, my God.
I said, did Crochet go soul on me?
They didn't hear that, though. See, you.
Oh, they didn't?
No, you said a little bit too much.
That was so funny.
TMI.
I was cracking up over here.
I know, right? But you know, that's the thing about technology. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Right.
When it works.
That's right. When it works. I like how you said that. You said when it works.
When it works. Okay.
Whew. Oh, that is too funny.
So you got a big following all around the globe because they love you in the UK.
Right. You know, I was shocked that people were playing my music in, like, places like Russia, Pakistan, and Afghanistan.
I know. Isn't it wild? And I got listeners in all those places, and I'm like, really?
Yeah. And, you know, Israel and Palestine. And I was like, oh, wow.
You know, I had some artists from Israel send me music.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's cute, too. I mean, you know.
Oh, I know it is. They make nice music.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, Israel. Yep, so.
But I was like, okay. You know, when you listen to the places that you're reaching, it's such a blessing.
Yes.
It really does. It really does fill my heart with joy.
And that's what I try to tell people, especially for advertising, because I don't charge a lot for advertising. Because I'm not doing that to make money. I'm doing that to just be able to maintain WDGP. That's my only agenda
right. With
it. And people are like, well, how you charge so low? I mean, who listens to your station? I'm like, listen, if you got a global business, you're going to get listeners from all over the place where you want to be, all the places you want to be in. That's who listens, okay?
Yeah.
But of course, the bulk of my listeners are in the United States. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
They make up at least 80%, but
right. That
20% is still a significant amount.
Right,
okay.
Right.
U.S.
See,
and Canada
me,
make up 80%.
My sales are off the hook all over the world. The United States is like the smallest venue for me.
Right.
That's
for
why
you.
I'm just
beginning
to do shows here, because I've been
doing
shows
that is,
on the for years.
That's pretty much the way it is for independent artists anyway. They usually
much better
in other countries than they do here in the U.S. And I think it's only because there's not enough outlets. You know what I'm saying? There's not
right. Enough
places for the music to be heard, because that's people like what is familiar to them. That's why a song that is nobody knows of can become a huge hit. First you hear it, you be like, yeah, okay. Then they keep playing it and playing it and playing it and playing it, and eventually it grows on you.
Right, exactly.
You know, but if people aren't hearing it, they're not. That's what Chris was saying about how he is marketing his music. He's getting in as many places as he can so that when he does the live, people will already be familiar with the music. That's a winning strategy right there.
That's how you do it.
And you got to be familiar, because if you just come up, you could be the best thing smoking. But if nobody ever heard your music before, they'd be like, who's that? I don't
want
to hear that.
It. You don't want that.
You don't want that. To play it. Let it be heard. They'd be like, who is that? Oh, I like that. Who is that? You know? And then they want to hear you.
They want to hear me. And I tell you, when I start getting emails from people in Russia and Mongolia, and places like that, I was like, "Were they listening to me? Do they even speak English?" You know.
I know, right? But music is universal. It don't even matter.
It don't even matter
if they understand the words or not. Because I got a song I played tonight. It's not in English, but the music is tight.
Right.
So, you know.
And so
I think I played. I may not have played it yet, but it's coming up.
It's just a blessing, I tell you. You know, so I'm just going to knock on as many doors as I can.
I know. Keep on knocking.
As our next song is Knock Knock.
Are you trying to tell me I got to play a song right now? You trying to leave? Are you trying to leave?
No.
Really?
No.
I'm not ready to play the song yet.
You know I ain't trying to leave. You know I don't be trying to go nowhere. When I come to see you, you know I come to chill.
Okay, that's right. That's what I thought. You heard me getting a little indignation in my voice. You trying to leave for real?
I'm comfortable. I'm kicking back.
That's right. That's what you do when you come to conversation.
That's right.
You sit on the couch.
That's it.
Get your feet up.
That's
get your
it.
Drink.
That's it. I got all the little goodies right here.
There you
I'm
go.
Fine.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Got some little popcorn shrimp over here.
You got to have seafood, don't you? I noticed that about you.
I'm a seafood lover. I am a seafood lover.
I'm not going to touch that.
I am. Yeah. That should be a song.
Well, if anybody could write it, it would be you.
They would say, what is he talking about, really?
Oh, you're so crazy.
I know. I just can't help myself.
So how's your dad doing?
He's doing good. He just had a birthday on the 8th.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday,
yeah,
Dad.
Yeah. So we celebrated at home. I took him to the doctor the day before. He got a clean bill of health, so he's doing good. So, he was ill for a little bit, but he's well now. And so I'm just thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
He got to enjoy his birthday, so that's always a plus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, every day with him, that's my buddy right there. That's my partner in crime.
I know that's right. Nothing wrong with it. Not a thing.
Yes, me and my dad, boy, I tell you, we've been rolling for all these years. I just tell the Lord thank you so much, you know. Because, you know, a lot of people always tell me how they don't have that support. And they
right.
They had it, you know. And so I know how truly blessed I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, you are.
We have our moments, too. I know this girl, so I was going to say, she said, oh. Y'all like Italians. Y'all be going at it. You know, and immediately when we're finished, we go right back into loving each other, you know.
Oh, that's how it's supposed to be. That's if you're real family, and family ain't
is.
Always don't mean blood necessarily, but if you family, that's what happens. You can
that's
argue for a fight, and then as soon as you get out your system, back to normal.
That's it. That's it.
That's how it's supposed to be.
He always say, boy, you're going to do what you're going to do anyway. Go on. That's what he said.
He
oh,
knows.
No, Danny, I'm listening to you, but you're right. Yes,
he
Lord.
Knows. Fathers know, mothers know.
Yeah. I miss my mother. She's gone on, but I always think about her.
I know that's right.
That's it. You know, I'm in this gym working out now, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've been working out. The king's body's coming back.
Look out, world.
I'm doing that old thing from the back in the day when they had the Jerry curl. I'm doing the snapback.
All right. All I can say is look out, world.
That's right, because here I come. And what I always tell my dad when I get on stage this summer, I'm going to do one of the scenes when they did in Color Purple. I'm going to say, well, here I is.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I always cut up when I come on the show.
I know you do. That's why I want you on. It's too funny for me. My face be hurting by the time.
I just be having too much fun. And you know what else I love? Let me just say this real quick, because I want to say to all the fans that are listening that I really do appreciate them. You know, for purchasing my music and supporting my music and, you know, leaving comments and, you know, just letting me know how they feel about my music. And it just really means so much to me, you know. And I just want them to know out there that I do appreciate them, you know. Mm-hmm. They mean so much to me. They really do.
Well, we appreciate you, too.
Oh, thank you so much. You know I appreciate you, Diana.
Well, you know, I'm probably your number one fan.
All right. Yeah. Well, just don't be like Kathy Bates was in that movie.
No. No.
You know, we'll see.
No. Never. Never.
You know,
I promise you, never.
I'm your number one fan now.
Although that is one of my favorite movies, though. I'm not going to lie. My favorite movie to watch.
I used to say, ooh, that sounds good, but then I'd be thinking about that movie.
No. It kind of put a different connotation on things. But no, I don't mean like Kathy.
Oh,
Bates.
I know. You know, I had to put a little crazy spin on it. You know.
Speaking
yeah.
of crazy spins, do you watch the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I have seen it, yeah. They be cutting up on there.
They be cutting up on there big time. But I really said that to say, to ask you if you have heard anything about NeNe being in Cinderella as the wicked stepmother.
Oh. She said,
when she was getting the part on the show, she said, well, that would be a stretch for me to play the wicked
stepmother. Oh, I know.
I fell out.
I had to go pour me a shot.
You're the perfect wicked godmother.
Shoot. You better come on. You sure ain't going to play the good mother.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shoot. Come on now.
Oh, that was too funny to me. I mean, I'm sure
gonna
she
do
did
with
a,
her hair
I'm
stuff.
Sure she did a good. Oh, please. She don't know what to do with her hair, poor thing.
She
needs you, Grossy. She needs somebody like you who can help her out. Or my other friend that do hair out there in California.
Somebody, I was just telling her to change it up totally.
Because.
Let it grow out. Do what
you know,
can.
The blonde is fine. I like the blonde. I like the blonde. I like blonde on dark skin. I think it looks really, really
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, but. Something about it, I don't know if she kept it too long or it dried out. Because, you know, it could real dry your hair and make it start looking kind of brittle.
Yeah.
Even if you do put that gel or whatever they put in it to try to lay it down, it's still, I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. You know, I'm just saying. I don't know.
We ain't cut. NeNe, we love you, girl.
We do. We love you, NeNe. We love the whole cast of You Crazy Ladies. That's why we watch.
We
want you to keep you going because all of them is off the hook. And if you, I should start a show. Y'all can sit down and talk to me, Dr. Street Soul.
I know, right?
And let me give you some stuff from the street because y'all, you know, y'all slipping on some stuff up there. Mm-hmm. Can't help but they be cracking me up, though.
They do be funny.
They do. That Kenya and all of them.
Kenya is
another one. Kenya, she just want a man so bad.
Mm.
She be dreaming them up.
Stop.
They from Africa. African prince and stuff. And all that.
Yeah.
And Portia, now she didn't feel, she just feel feisty now, so she didn't beat Kenya up. She's tough. She can just say what she want to say now. Don't mess with me, I'm Portia. Not Portia, but Portia.
Portia.
Okay. And Miss Cynthia just came on out. I said, all right, Cynthia. Cynthia Bailey, the Cynthia Bailey agency. She likes to say that. She can say that real good, can't she?
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, Cynthia.
What'd she say? And what? And what? I did that. And what?
And then we got my own little girl, Phaedra. Phaedra Parks. All right, Phaedra. We love you.
I got a friend who has a big crush on Phaedra.
And I love homegirl in the music. The music producer, what's her name?
Oh, Candy.
Candy. Yeah. I just want somebody to tell her how to do her hair and stuff. Now, she had it going on when she used to wear them short styles to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now, I don't know who dresses her or who if they dressed
and
them for the show.
I don't know who told her that purple hair was cute because it ain't.
But I don't know. Sometimes, you know, the hair, but sometimes the fashions, you look like they come from. Do y'all have a woman's Payless store or something? You know, I know they in Atlanta now.
Oh, you stupid.
Then she must have just grabbed
Wait,
her
a lot of her clothes she gets from her own store, you know.
Oh.
Name of it, Tags, I think, or something like that.
Oh. Well, you know, I'll be like saying, so, you know. Okay, y'all know everybody got their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, Candy, now. You just switch it. You need to step that up. You know. We love you. We love you.
Everybody can't be 100% all the time. That's why I would never do a reality TV show.
No, but, you know, I mean, I can't say that I've ever really seen her.
Stop.
On the jam. I mean, she looks nice, you know, but, you like it. Some people, you have some stars, you know, some people, you know, they just have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just come on home and have some fried chicken and stuff. Look, you know, no matter what they do. So some people just have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Some people just down home.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, because I'm going to be down home, too. They're going to be catching some pictures of me. I ain't going to be trying to get all like that, trying to go to the store. Pick up. No, they're going to catch some pictures of me. They're going to be talking about me. They're going to tell you, did y'all see Crochet?
They
oh,
talk
my
about
God,
everybody, anyway. Listen, if they don't talk about, if they talk about you, they keep you relevant. So go ahead, talk.
That's it. They're going to see me with, a cocktail of mine. How y'all doing? My aunt always say, you out there in California, boy, what you going to do with this? It's one of them big old earthquakes. Because, you know, I always tell her I like to sleep free out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, sleep free? Boy, you better get your pajamas and put them on. I said, no. She said, what you going to do if they have one of them earthquakes? I said, I'm going to walk up to Channel 9, like Shaka Zulu, and give a shout-out to my family back home, tell them I made it probably with a 40 in my hand and a cocktail.
So stupid.
And then turn my back to them, just like Shaka Zulu did in the movie.
That's a good movie, too, by the way.
That is. That's a great movie. That's always a great movie to see. You know. I love that movie. Yeah.
All right, so do you have any tracks finished for the new project that you're going to release this year?
No, we don't have anything really finished yet.
Okay.
We still, because this album that we just released, Three Soul, is still just hitting.
Uh-huh.
Because it just came out in October.
Well, I wasn't asking for the public. I was asking for Diane.
Well, I'm going to hook you up. We're going to have something done in like a couple of weeks.
Okay, good.
So I can send you something just so you can hear.
All right.
And jam, too. I think you're going to like it. I'm really going in.
I'm sure,
you know,
I will.
I'm giving them some different looks in the videos and stuff, you know.
Oh, for real? Oh, yeah, because you've been in the gym. You got to get some different looks.
Yeah, but I'm talking about some afros.
Looking out.
Give them a little Rick James and stuff. See you.
You know, every time I hear you sing, I think of those videos, those black and white videos you sent. I guess they was from, I don't know when they was from, but they look like they was from the 50s. But
no,
I know you're not that old.
It was way back.
But but I know you're not that old, okay, because you're younger than me. But anyway, I always see you with that suit on looking like a black, what's his name? Frank Sinatra.
And you know what? That was one of my first television interviews from back in the day up in New York at that time. That's the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
I was the first African-American they had on that particular show.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe
it. So I was making history. I didn't even know it.
You didn't even know.
I was like, what?
Well, he looks so cute, guys. You got to check out his YouTube channel.
Oh,
and get it. He looks so cute. And he's just singing his little heart out.
Because the man's wife, this what got me on the show, was the man's wife loved Lionel Richie. And that's what I did, one of his songs.
Uh-huh.
He's one of my idols, Three Times a Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me on the show. You know. And he was like, oh, why don't you come on and give us a little something on the show. And I said, well, sure, really, you know. I was like, I ain't never been on TV, you know. But, you know, in my mind, I was like, hell yeah, I'm ready.
No, but how old were you at that time? You had to be like 19.
Oh, I was young. I was 18.
18. I knew 18. You had to be young. So cute.
I was 18.
I would have dated you back then.
You had to pimp. Back then? What about now? What you saying? What you saying now?
No, no, I'm not saying I wouldn't date you now. I'll tell you what I meant. That's not what I meant. Damn, you called me on that quick. No, I'm just saying. If I didn't know you now and I met you then, I'd be like, yay.
Okay.
Are you into older women?
You work that well. I always dated older women. Always. Even when I married, my wife was like almost 15 years older, my senior.
Really?
Yes. I didn't never, you know, really dealt with the young girls, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they too messy. I
know. But not only that, you know, they don't know, but they don't, you know, they think they know, they don't know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm an old soul. You know, mm-hmm. Just in a young man's body. You know, I'm an old soul. I ain't got time for all this old stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to have some structure. You know, let's get it together. We know what it is, and let's move on.
Let's do it.
Exactly. You know. You know, these young girls, they won't do too much. I ain't got time to be doing all that. You know.
Sound like
and they don't know how to cook today. You don't know how to cook. You don't know how to cook. You already out the box with me.
I think everybody needs to know how to cook. I mean, really cook.
But, you know,
I don't
everybody
mean open
should.
Something. I don't mean open something and put it in a microwave. That's not cooking.
Well, I'm not a cook per se.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I worked so hard in my life so I could hire cooks.
I know, that's right.
But I always had cooks around me. And my wife was a chef, you know, she was alive. And my dad cooked, but cooking just wasn't my forte. You have to have patience and all of that for cooking so things would come out right.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
I am definitely.
Time and two, because you want everything
yeah, but
to
I am
ready
definitely a consumer.
Time.
You
yeah.
know. Yeah.
You know,
so
I'm an excellent cook. I just don't have to cook anymore.
Ain't that nice?
It's a wonderful thing.
It's
although, you know, cooking can be very therapeutic, too.
Yeah, I hear people say that. For me, when I see cooking in the food, for me, it's just, I don't know. I revert back to, like, a, you know, my childhood days. I just want to put my plate up and just, like, put it on here. I don't, you know, I understand things have to be cooked, but don't tell me that it's in there unless something is ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, well, it ain't nothing like when you walk into a house and you smell that good food.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing like it. You be like, somebody, it speaks love.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why another reason why I can't be, you know, I don't really date younger women because I ain't got time for this. I live so fried chicken every day and stuff. Mac and cheese. What, you trying to give me a heart attack?
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to live.
That's right.
I live so fast food and stuff. I ain't been to McDonald's in years.
I
go past there.
I like that coffee, though. I'm not going to front on that. I like McDonald's coffee.
Oh, I be having this caramel coffee I be getting. It's my favorite. I just love it. Of course, you know, my name means coffee. You know.
I know. I always say.
I just want to throw that in.
You didn't hear me earlier when I said, my Mr. Coffee.
Okay.
It's confused the show. Yeah, because
so,
I always
know,
remember that. You told me that's what it meant. I was like,
right.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
That's right. And it's tasty. Yeah, you don't even need no sugar in that.
All right.
That's right. You know, that's it. Knock, knock, knocking at your door.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee. That's what I'm going to do when I knock at your door. I'm going to say, hi, it's coffee.
I know. I'm going to say, okay, come on in. I don't need no creamer. Come on, baby.
Okay. No, you ain't going to need none of that. This coffee's kind. It's gonna be so shiny, and smelling so good. Got sinuses, they gonna go right away.
Oh my goodness!
Just beautiful.
Freaking funny, man.
I know. I can't help it. I can't help it. I mean, you know, I just think life should be a ball of laughs if you can make
and
it.
And I agree with you. I mean, there's a time for seriousness. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, we have our moments.
But if you,
you know,
take everything serious, you will never enjoy life. You got to enjoy it.
Yeah,
you got to enjoy
so
the ride.
that you can just be so down about all the time.
Oh, right.
And, you know, I just refuse to walk like that. That's just not my walk, mm-hmm. you know, because otherwise I'd be one angry brother all the time, you know, because there was a point in my life where, you know, I was that brother. Don't even look at me too long, because I'd be like, what you looking at? You know? But, now I might smile at you and ask you if you want to suck or something, piece of bubble gum.
Stop it. Stop.
You know, really, you know, because this is a young lady, she does my makeup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, she's from Armenia, and she says, Christy, you're always so happy, and that's so nice, you know. And I said, yep. I said, I got to remain happy, you know, and upbeat and everything. And I said, I'm going to be really, 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 really happy with this manicure and pedicure you finna give me. So I'm just really, I'm sorry, even more excited. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
So there's a lot of reasons that we have.
We're
I'm
laughing.
Trying to find everybody I meet some reason to try to make them laugh, you know.
I know, but a manicure and a pedicure, especially a pedicure, man, I get my life with that. Especially when it's somebody with some strong hands and they know how to massage.
Oh, she be hooking me up. This girl, when I met her, when she started, you know, it was just weird because I walked past her the first time. Mm-hmm. And something told me to stop and turn back around. She was working at a shop not far from where I was, you know, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not there anymore, but she was there at the time. And I walked right past her, but something stopped me in my tracks and said, go back.
Mm-hmm.
And me and this girl, we just got cool. And she got married, you know, she married some Egyptian guy, and he's just cool. And her mother, I mean, we all family. And I posted pictures, I think, of us out hanging out and stuff.
Okay.
And all of that. Which is just like a part of the family now. She
mm-hmm.
comes over to my place and she said, Crochet, this is like a museum. Because I have so much art, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she walks through. She was walking through. She said, can I just take some pictures with my phone?
That's
I said, sure. Go right ahead. You know. So she's like family now. But she's the girl that she can be traveling with me, too, from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually put a group of young people together that I felt that were really trying, but the doors weren't really opening for them.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who does my videos, Amor, he's like 21.
Okay.
But he's excellent at what he does. My photographer, they're all young. But it's just, you know, it's difficult now, you know,
mm-hmm.
our economy and everything. And
right.
So, God blessed me to be able to open the doors for others, and so that's what I do.
See, that's a beautiful thing. Every time I talk to you, I'm like, yeah, that's why we friends. I had to keep saying
it's real, because, you know,
cool.
We care about humanity.
Yeah.
We care about what's really happening. Everybody can just throw their hands up and say everything is bad. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do to make it better?
What are you doing to make it better?
Do you even have a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I hate being around. I can't be around negative people all day.
I just
can't do it. You know, oh, I don't like this. Why did they do that? You know, I mean, go ahead.
Tell me about it.
You know.
I can't do it. I stay away from you. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't be wanting to hear all that. You know, because I've been hearing that at work. I'll be at the studio when I go in. Oh, I wish I didn't have to come in today. And I took this two of the guys I was working with.
Mm-hmm.
I took about an hour off and just rode around. I said, y'all see, you see them homeless people out here? You see these people? They wish they could have a place where y'all going. Y'all need to shut up. You know, sometimes you have to show people, you have to bring them back to reality.
Because
we go in our lives and everything is flowing. Even if it's not perfect, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But to somebody else, it's our lives are a dream.
I know, right?
And so we have to remember the blessing, you know, that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, disregard the little things, you know.
It is.
And that's real talk right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Real talk.
You know, that's like, I thank him for the blessing for always being able to come and spend some time with you, Diane.
I know, right? I love it when you
that's
come.
Real.
It's definitely a blessing to me.
Because I love you. I love you. You are my sister, and I love you.
Yes, and I love you.
And that's real talk.
You know I love you.
Oh, no, I like how you say that. You said it real much. You know I lied. That was like a rounded love.
You silly, silly, silly. Okay, look, we're going to go ahead and play that song now. Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. That's what we're doing. Okay, Knock, Knock was done, like I said earlier, with the producer from Germany. His name is Insane. Insane Beats, as a matter of fact. And he's very popular in his country, and he made that track and wanted me to do it. And it became one of my very first big hits. It's becoming one of my very first big hits. Knock, Knock.
Okay. Knock, Knock.
I'm
I'm so happy you came through.
Hey. Hey.
Knock, knock.
Who's at my door? Hey.
All right now.
All right now. I said it was you.
We like acapella.
Hey.
Don't be teasing. You said you wasn't a tease in that other song. It'll be teasing.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little tease. Yeah.
Oh, my brother is always a pleasure when you visit. Always.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much for having me. And I thank everyone for listening in.
Yeah. Okay. Now, don't forget to connect with Crochet on Facebook and Twitter,
Google Plus, and all that,
and all of them good things like
that's
that.
Right.
There, and most importantly, don't forget to go get you a copy of the music.
That's right. On sale now on iTunes, Songcast, pretty much all the outlets that are on, you know, online. CD Baby, all of them.
Yeah. And if you want a hard copy, contact Crochet directly. I'm sure you
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Cause some of us do like
make
to
sure
get
you, make sure you have me a good chicken dinner.
No. Oh, see, lobster tail. Call it like it is. Don't
lobster and chicken.
Lobster and chicken. Okay.
That's right. That's right, Queen.
Right,
I thank you so much for having me. Once again, it's been a joy.
You want to give any shout-outs before you say goodnight to me?
Yes, I do. I want to give just a couple of shout-outs to Lucia Wright in Atlanta. I wanted to send her love, Miss Arlene Barr. She's the one who does most of my artwork that you see on my page, pictures and stuff. And just to everyone across the world, I just wanted to send you a shout-out of love to my dad, my very best friend in the world, Mr. Jimmy Chaney. And to all of the DJs and everyone who's playing and jamming my music, I just want to say thank you. And that's pretty much it.
All right, love. And on that note, we're going to listen to the last song, Bluebird.
Bluebird. We're currently working on that video now.
Oh, okay.
That's rising on the charts for us. It's doing really well. As a matter of fact, my dad's favorite song, he says, on the album.
Oh, okay.
And so,
ooh.
Yeah. And so we're currently working on the video for that right now.
All right. Well, you let me know when it's available.
I
might have to give you your own video page on WDGP.
Yes.
Because you have quite a few now.
I do.
We might have to work that out.
I do. You know,
videos.
I was looking for my picture.
I know, right? That was so funny. I was like, what? I don't have nobody's picture. He was like, the people at the top of the page. I was like, oh. But now your picture will be up there again because we're doing this interview.
You have me cracking up, though. All right, Queen.
All right, darling. Love
you
much.
I'll see you soon.
All right.
God bless
you.
Bye-bye.